All right, we're here at CRP Produce Stand, and do you want to introduce yourself and tell me a little bit about the operation?
All right. My name is Benjamin Jones. I run CRP Farms Produce Stand with the help of the rest of my family. It is a continuation onto what my aunt started back in 2020, and it has allowed me to learn and develop my skills in the horticulture field.
So this is your SAE project. Why did you pick this? Just because it was already here, or did you have any other ideas to begin with?
I picked it because my aunt had started it, and then I knew I enjoyed it from helping her, and it gave me an opportunity. It gave me an opportunity to start an SAE that I knew I had experience with.
So tell me a little bit about your background in agriculture and a little bit more about the farm.
I'm the sixth generation to be on this farm. My great-great-great-grandfather, Jess Phelps, he started the farm. And my earliest memories of agriculture is helping my grandfather run stocker cows. And that really got me going into the agriculture.
So do you think you'll stay in horticulture, or do you think you'll want to go somewhere else in it?
I'm not really sure. I like horticulture, and it's for sure a passion of mine. I do like the cattle and to work with them. I want to stay in agriculture, of course, but I'm not sure where I'm going to go with it.
What grade are you in?
I'll be a senior this coming year.
All right. Tell me a little bit about what you've done in FFA.
I joined FFA my freshman year, and I have been to national convention, state convention. This year I won state with my SAE with vegetable production, and then so it's going to the national level, and then summer before this, I went to the Washington Leadership Conference with Noah Bailey. Me and him were the first two from our school to go to it.
Yeah, so tell me a little bit more about that conference then.
It was nice. We had, it was an opportunity. Every FFA member from across the United States was there. So we had large and small group discussions. In those discussions, we would discuss ways to become leaders, how to lead people, and how to better our skills in understanding others' outlooks.
So going back to your SAE a little bit, tell me more about that national qualification, what you had to do at state, and then what kind of the paperwork you have to fill out for nationals.
So I started with having to win my chapter, of course, and then we went to the district and then the regional. And so when going to state, it's a process of questions, which I had to fill out explaining what my SAE is, how much time I put into it, the expenses, and then the income that I've received off of it. With help from my mom and my advisor, they have helped me to make sure that all my questions are the best suited for showing the qualities that my SAE has.